Disneyland removes Song of the South tune Zip-a-Dee-Doo-Da from parade. By Paul Bois on March 8, 2023. The iconic song Zip-a-Dee-Doo-Da has been removed from Disneyland's Magic Happens parade, presumably because it originated from the controversial 1946 feature Song of the South. Disneyland officials confirmed to the Los Angeles Times that the song had been removed, with reports indicating that it had been replaced by a song from the 1953 film Peter Pan, which has also sparked controversy due to its depiction of Native Americans. For Variety, the change in the parade follows plans to close the park's classic ride Splash Mountain, which was designed with references to Song of the South. The attraction will be reconfigured to feature themes and iconography from the 2009 feature The Princess and the Frog. Splash Mountain was shuttered at Florida's Walt Disney World Resort in January, though the Anaheim edition remains in operation. Zip-a-Dee-Doo-Da entered the American zeitgeist in 1946 when Black American actor James Baskett performed it in the part animated / part live-action movie Song of the South. Baskett would make history by becoming the first Black man to win an Oscar for his portrayal of Uncle Remus, and Zip-a-Dee-Doo-Da would go on to earn its rightful place in the American songbook. The Song of the South became a taboo title for the Disney brand as the years pushed on due to its outdated depictions of race and slavery, and the movie was eventually blacklisted, available only in bootleg form. The initiative to close Splash Mountain started 3 years ago with a Change.org petition that called for its cancellation. It garnered just a little over 21,000 signatures, while a counter-petition defending the ride garnered over 99,000 signatures. Splash Mountain has never included depictions of slaves or any racist elements and is based solely on historical African folktales that families of all ethnicities have been enjoying for nearly a century, the petition stated. It is absurd to pander to a small group of Disney haters that don't understand the story, and re-theme such a nostalgic ride.